Activity 8A. 1.
She's quite good-tempered on the whole, but can be a bit aggressive with strangers. She's getting old now, of course, so she can't hear very well, and when you tell her to do something, she doesn't always do it. But she's very affectionate. She still likes a game, and she loves going for walks in the country, although she walks rather slowly and can't run anymore. You often have to stand and wait for her to catch up.
2.
He's very intelligent, but rather calculating. You know, he watches people to know what they're thinking or what they're planning to do. He can also be very demanding, but on the other hand, he isn't very self-confident. I find him exasperating because he's extremely indecisive. It takes him ages to make up his mind. However, once he's done so, you find it's usually the right decision. I think he's quite sensitive. He can feel if you have a problem, and he's ready to help if he can. I don't mind working for him in spite of his faults.
3. He's very active, and he makes me really tired because he thinks you should have as much energy as he does. He makes me quite frightened sometimes because he's not very sensible and takes risks. He gets very impatient with people who are not ready to do the things he's interested in. I suppose he's a bit selfish, but he's very young. He's got an adorable smile, though. He can be very sweet sometimes, especially when he's not making a noise or when he's asleep. 4.
She's fairly reserved, and many people think she's cold. But when you know her well, as I do, you realise how kind she really is. She's very fond of all the family and is always happy to see any of us, although she doesn't make a fuss of us. However, she looks a bit sad when we go away. And you know she feels disappointed if we don't go and see her. Yet she's very independent, and it makes her irritated if people treat her as a helpless old lady.